Morning, everyone.
Morning.
My name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. Now I'd like to read you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. For Sunday, April 21st, appreciation. I appreciate the good in my life. When someone admires my efforts or thanks me for something helpful I've done, I'm happy to know I have blessed them. Recognizing how good it feels to be appreciated, I remember to express my gratitude and appreciation to the people who have blessed me. I appreciate my friends and family by nurturing those relationships. I appreciate my community by being a responsible citizen. I appreciate the natural beauty of the world by caring for it and taking time to enjoy it. The people, the places, and the things I appreciate become more precious to me as I discover that each reflects God's presence and God's activity in a uniquely beautiful way. I am grateful to have so much to appreciate. And from the Bible, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor. That's from Romans 12:10. And now, if you'll all please join us in singing while the Mercury family leads us in, Surely the Presence. Statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now it's time for our welcoming song. Michael and Isaac will lead us in. Thank you for this day. Please stand if you wish and
wait a minute.
And feel free to stand up afterwards because we're going to greet each other.
Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day, Spirit, thank you for this day. This beautiful, this beautiful, this beautiful, this beautiful day. Thank you for my friends, Spirit, thank you for my friends. Thank you for this breath, Spirit. Thank you for this.
I got to mute, you got to mute.
It came before that.
Okay.
The blue one. Here you go. Okay.
Sorry, Mary, I had a little technical difficulty there on what song we're doing next. It looks like we're going to do When I Pray.
Uh-huh.
All right. So please feel free to stand if you like. Well, Michael and Isaac lead us in When I Pray.
There you go. That is why you share it early. And it's my responsibility to check it. You got it right. Oh, and I'm not doing it. So I will.
When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper. My heart go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper. My heart go deeper into my God. Right here.
Thank you, Michael and Isaac.
Yeah.
And now it's time for our reading. Today our reading will be done by Joanne.
This is from Joel Goldsmith, Realization of Oneness, a Practice of Spiritual Healing. This is a kind of crazy world out there, and it looks like there might be some evil there. But evil is impersonal. Always remember that. Whatever belief you or I may have been suffering from, it's not your belief or mine. It's a universal belief which we have temporarily picked up, accepted, or to which we have yielded. Never blame anyone and never try to make anyone better than he is. You will not succeed and you will only give yourself headaches, or no heartaches. It is useless to tell a person to be more loving, more generous, or more forgiving because he cannot be anything more than he is. Until a change of consciousness takes place through the realization that any undesirable qualities he seems to possess never were of him. They are of the carnal mind. They are not and never were power. And they operate only because of the universal belief in two powers. If you see a man stealing, do not call him a thief. Realize instantly, this is a belief in two powers operating, but it cannot operate because there are not two powers. If you do this, you will not only heal yourself, but you will be loving your neighbor as yourself, and that is important. If for any reason you might be tempted to steal, and someone should see you, surely the one thing you would most appreciate would be for that person to know that you are not a thief, that you are but responding to an impersonal impulse, and that is not power. If such truth were known for you when you were assailed by temptation, probably you would stop right in the middle of the act. When we live in this higher consciousness, we are living in an entirely different atmosphere, in a world where we are not conscious of the evil traits in people or even the erroneous ones. We are far more aware of the good qualities that are being expressed. There is in no wise a Pollyanna attitude, because when we are in the consciousness of God as the only being, then the evil that may be presented to us as a person dissolves, and we bring to that person a higher and richer experience than he knew before, especially if he is at all receptive to the spiritual life. This has been proved to a large degree in the work that I have carried out in prisons. It was while I was working with the inmates in a prison that I first became aware of the principle that there is no evil as such in people, not even in those who are in prison. Several years ago, I was invited to speak to a group of prisoners who had found a couple of my Infinite Way pamphlets through one of the teachers working in the prison. Evidently, these principles had been circulated rather widely, because I found a good-sized group of men waiting to hear me. Before I went into the room where the men were assembled, the man in charge of such activities called me aside and said, "You're in trouble, and I'm going to get you out of it. There are 61 men in there waiting for you." But I've read the Infinite Way, so I can tell you that they don't want anything you got. I have an idea that you will be able to hold them for about 10 minutes, so when you find yourself slipping, just look at me, give me a wink, and I will call for a smoking recess, and then I'll have someone else take over. "All right," I replied, "I'll be on the alert." 1 hour passed, and there was not a sound in that room. By then, the man in charge was beginning to wonder what it was all about and called a recess for smoking, but the men said, "Can't we smoke and have you go on with your talk?" 2 hours passed, and then he announced that the time was up. He told me afterward that he was astounded that these prisoners had displayed such a deep interest in and could be so attentive to a talk of this nature. Actually, the secret was what I learned in my first experience in prison work, and that is that there are no sinful men. There is no such thing as evil in the mind of man. Evil is absolutely impersonal. Man himself is an incarnation of God. God is the very fiber of fabric of man's being, and everything else is superimposed upon that perfect expression. It is not any more a part of man's spiritual identity than dirt is part of the water in a pail. Even after the dirt gets into the water, it can always be removed, because it never becomes water. Evil never becomes man, nor does it become a part of man. Whatever appears to be there can be removed by anyone who realizes the impersonal nature of the appearance. That has been the secret of the Infinite Way in working with every form of sin, false appetite, disease, and all other inharmonies that come into human experience. There's not one of us who's had a fault, and we all have them, who would not be grateful if the members of our family who know our faults, instead of blaming us or trying to reform us, would silently, secretly, and sacredly know this truth. This is an impersonal belief in two powers, just an impersonal claim of power apart from God. There is no mind but the mind which is the instrument of God. Therefore, carnal mind is not enemy against God. It is nothing. Carnal mind is a belief in two powers, a universal belief. It is not my belief. It has no person in whom, on whom, or through whom to operate. And then they go, let me just go back to you real quick. Until a person is well grounded in these principles, it does not take much for him to lose what little awareness he has gained from the benefit of it. When people mock, scorn, or deride his study or beliefs, it begins to undermine his faith. And unless he has beheld its activity and witnessed its fruits time and time again, he will be made to waver. Many persons have. Like Lot's wife, they sometimes look back if they do not know their principles thoroughly. And if they have not seen them work so often that nothing, if they've not seen them work so often that nothing, not even crucifixion, could make them change their minds. There you go. Sorry that was so long.
No, it's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. That reminder, there is no evil, there is only God. Holy love. Now it's time for our meditation song. Please feel free to stay seated while Michael and Isaac lead us in Om Namah Shivaya. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, guys. It was wonderful. I think that's a good one for us, isn't it? All right, now it's time for affirmations. Let's all say our affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and perfect way. This is the third Sunday of the month, so today we'll be saying the Progressive Lord's Prayer, followed by the Hallelujah. But please join me. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will be done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. And more. Now it's time for our speaker. We have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning we are going to hear from licensed Unity teacher Marriott Jones, who will speak about regeneration.
Hi everybody, I'm really glad to be here. So the title of my talk is Regeneration. Regeneration, what is this word all about? Charles talked about it a lot. To regenerate is to make new or to renew, to revitalize, to reform, or be reborn. For example, did you know that a lizard's tail will grow back if, unfortunately, he has lost it? And how does a lizard go about losing its tail? Well, let me tell you, if a predator has hold of said tail, the lizard has the ability to wriggle its body in such a way that he can detach himself from his tail, and the tail will continue thrashing around in the predator's claws because the nerve endings are still alive, and this distracts the predator enough that the lizard can make its escape. Quite the skill. And many lizards can regrow this this tail that they, you know, would do better, have a fuller life if they have a tail. It can take 6 months to a year to grow the tail back. So I found out while I was researching for this talk that there's quite a few animals that have the skill of regenerating body parts. And actually, part of the animal kingdom that has this ability is humans. For example, did you know that brains were considered, the human brain was considered to be a fixed thing, that whatever you were born with, that's what you got. And recently, science has proven that to be a false idea, that actually we create new neural pathways, a bigger brain, as we practice different activities. For example, even meditation will grow us a bigger brain. In the part of the brain that takes care of our emotions, our emotional health, this part of the brain gets bigger as we practice meditation. So I love the metaphor that this brought to my mind. Consider this, that losing the tail can be a symbol of letting go of old beliefs. For example, the lizard wriggles loose from the predator's grasp and leaves its tail behind. So in the same kind of way, when we have old ideas of fear and limited thinking and separation, this, as Joanne was talking about, these universal ideas that really do not allow us to live a full life. And Jesus said to us, he invited us, and what he wanted for us was to live life to the fullest. So we can be living a half life with old beliefs hobbling us, crippling us, not allowing us to be our best selves. So, the metaphor that came to my mind was integration of my human self with my spirit being. The lizard represents the part of our brain known as the amygdala. The survival part of our brain, the amygdala, is even called reptilian brain. It's the oldest part of our brain, and it's the part of our brain that makes sure we're going to survive. It's responsible for our breathing and our heartbeat, and it also provides information up and down the nervous system, checking in with the vagus nerve and all the different parts of our body, the gut, heart, that need to communicate with the brain. So it's a vital part of our brain, and without it, we cannot live, we cannot breathe, we cannot even have a heartbeat. And yet, if we let that part of our brain be in charge of all of our life, we'll be living in fear, because that's our default thinking, is to be afraid, to be on guard against any threat. So the newer part of our brain, the neocortex, is the part of the brain that grows when we meditate, for example, and pray. And this part of our brain can help us navigate a fuller life, to evolve into a more integrated person. Well, I'm just going to come back so I can. Yeah, okay. So growing a new tail, I postulate for your consideration, can mean growing a new set of beliefs to support the integration of our fullest self, accepting all the parts of ourselves, even honoring and celebrating what we are, what we have become, and what we are becoming. Regeneration is also known as resurrection. When we align ourselves with divine mind, we realize our bodies are divine too, that we can grow a new body, renew our minds, and restore our hearts. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity with his wife and partner Myrtle Fillmore, says this in the Atom Smashing Power of Mind: the resurrection of the body has nothing whatever to do with death, except that we may resurrect ourselves from every dead condition into which sense ignorance has plunged us. To be resurrected means to get out of the place that you are in and to get into another place. Resurrection is a rising into new vigor, new prosperity, a restoration to some higher state. So this transformation is worked out by the individual and is not the result of physical death, but rather the death or annihilation of the erroneous beliefs that ignorance has stored in the cells of the body. It is first a mental resurrection, followed by a body demonstration. So that brings me to the idea, spirit, body, and mind integration. Knowing that oneness is something that is what we're made of. Body isn't over here in one place, mind over here in another place, and spirit in another place. Haven't we been so trained to think that way? That universal idea that we're all separate things all over. No, let's integrate. That's the first step of mental resurrection, believing in our inner oneness. I'm a massive play. And as I think about revitalization, I think about the way to go about resurrection and revitalization is to focus on what does work and increase it. And I just loved when I saw on your screen, on the monitor, when I joined in on the service today, think about what you do want. Don't think about what you don't want. Talk about what you want. Don't talk about what you don't want. Tell everyone about what you do want. Tell no one about what you don't want. Make lists of the things that have worked. And definitely don't talk about the things that haven't worked. So the survival brain is a default negative state. And it wants to think about the stuff that doesn't work. It wants to protect, and it's really counterintuitive, but it thinks that it can protect itself, the ego, the human being, from any harm by thinking about all the negative stuff that could happen. So that's called worry, right? We are very familiar with that term. And the wisdom of transformation says no. Let it go and focus on what does work, what has worked, what's good, and focus on it, appreciate it. And we know the word appreciation means to grow, to prosper, and to expand into more and more of what you do like as you focus on it. Magnify. You magnify your good. So is there something going on in your life that is asking for renewal, revitalization? I just want you to take a second just to think about that, you know, to think what's going on in my life right now? And just check in. And what is an old belief that you have released? Maybe just think about that, like, what have you successfully released? You know, it doesn't matter if it's a long time ago or if it's recent. Just think of an old belief that you used to buy into and you don't anymore. And what's a new belief that you have now that you stepped into and stood strong and actually transformed your mind and your heart and your whole self by believing in this truth, the truth of your being? What's this new belief? Focus on that for a minute. So we know that affirmative prayer that Unity teaches, it's a tool of transformation. And I'm bringing to you this tool of transformation. It's a little different. It's actually a Center for Spiritual Living, which is a new thought movement as well as Unity. So it's very similar to Unity in a lot of ways, but there's some different language that's used. And often, a different way of saying things, it can bring about a different way of looking at things. And that new perspective can help us grab onto the truth that we're after in a more substantial way. So I'm going to do a screen share again. I'm just going to go to the next slide now. So, spiritual mind treatment, as taught by Reverend Barbara Schreiner Trudell of CSL on the Lake, Toronto, Ontario. Thank you, Reverend B, for your clarity and wisdom. So, when we're learning to pray in a powerful, transformational way, three things to keep in mind are: speak your affirming words in the first person. Speak in the present tense. Speak positively. So, speaking in the first person is powerful because the words I am is a powerful invocation for spirit. I draw into my life whatever follows the I. So, I am love. That statement will draw love into my life. Speaking in the present tense means to speak as though the thing that we desire, the thing that we'd like to feel and to be, as if it's already an accomplished fact in our life. So the affirmation, I am joy, moves us beyond the experience of sadness we may be feeling, depression, or despair, and begins to change the way we feel. Using the present tense makes it our current reality. And our current reality is our point of power. Reverend Barbara says, using the present tense makes it our current reality. Or no, that, hold on a second. She says, for certain the past is over. For certain the future does not exist. And the only thing left for us now is the now moment. Speaking positively is to focus on the good we wish to manifest in our life. So the first step is the first step of spiritual mind treatment, and that's what CSL practitioners call affirmative prayer. They call it spiritual mind treatment. The first step of a spiritual mind treatment is recognition. Recognize that God is, Source is, Love is, Spirit is. Whatever name we use, it is, and it is all there is, everywhere present. Every molecule of everything that exists, it is that. So, in the recognition step, I'm recognizing that there is something greater than my current reality. So, we can start to move, get unstuck from any rut we may be stuck in, or we can begin to let go of the troubling circumstances of our lives and move into an incredible and great awareness of infinite possibility. That's the first step. The second step is called unification. I am one with the one. God is, and I am. So in the second step, unification, I remind myself and I remember that I am one with this one power everywhere present, this one intelligence. I am one with spirit. Spirit is being me right now, always and forever. And now I am making myself aware of this great truth. So by becoming alert, awake, aware of this reality in the now moment, I am tying these two things together. I'm integrating. I have removed the idea of separation, and I slip into connection with the absolute. And you know, we actually become that which we are consciously connected to. Now our thoughts and feelings begin to follow from that place of unification. Anything becomes possible. Infinite possibilities abound. And we begin to believe it. So I love that idea of bonding God is and I am together, and the power that is generated from that belief, that truth. The third step is realization. In the realization step, we affirm what we desire in order to manifest it and realize it into form. So again, we affirm what we desire in the first person and in the present tense. We want to present this idea as a fully realized fact. In so doing, we erase old beliefs and create in their place a greater truth. As we focus on what it is we want, we think, how would that make us feel? How would that make me feel? Fourth step is gratitude. We get into the feeling of I am blessed. As we begin to experience that more and more, we begin to shift our experience in a big way, which then moves us forward to have the greater experience of well-being in every area of our life. And the fifth step is release. Reverend Barbara uses this release statement when she prays, I take these ideas and release them to the law of mind, knowing that it is done. And so it is. So we want to own that it is already here. What we have brought into our conscious mind, the desire that we have affirmed, we want to own that it is done. And we can know this is true because in the back of everything is the cause. The effect may take some time, and it is already in the process of formation. So the key is to release all attachment to the outcome. And now just get on with your day. Listen for inner wisdom, nudges to take action, and immediately do it. Because now you've activated the power of the universe within you. It's happening. You're making it happen with your partner. God is. Set the intention to receive the dream and leave the details of when, where, and how to the infinite divine, the omniscient one, the one who knows all. You can put it all together. But your hands and feet are needed to make it actually manifest. So there is an adage in CSL that says this: treat and move your feet. The divine is activated as us. We are in unification and we go about the business of manifestation. We're bringing the divine idea into the factual reality of our life. Each one of us is created as a unique, precious, and special being. The truth is, there's nothing about us that needs to be fixed because we are not broken. However, there might be a behavior or condition or situation that is hindering our joyous expression. And if that is the case, spiritual mind treatment is a tool that can transform it and transform our thinking and transform our experience and transform our reality and help us grow a tail. So at this time, I'm going to invite you all to take a deep breath and we'll just have a guided meditation. As we move into meditation time, let's take the opportunity to try out this five-step process together. So if you thought of a condition or any kind of desire that came to your mind as I was talking to you, go ahead and bring it back to your mind now. And if you didn't think of anything, just take a moment now to ask yourself, what is it that I desire? What's calling for renewal, resurrection within me? So as you ask yourself this question, just become aware of your breath. Follow your breath to its natural peak and follow your breath to its natural valley. And just notice how your body moves with your breath. Your shoulders rise and fall. Your belly moves out and then back in. Just become aware of your breath, the miracle of your life. Now go ahead and bring to mind your desire. And remember that God is. God is, and God is like an ocean, everywhere present. And then we remember that we are one with that ocean. So you are like a wave in the ocean, and you cannot separate a wave. You're a part of the ocean of the one power. The one presence. There is no separation. So just bind yourself. You are the I am. Bind yourself to the reality that God is. And just breathe that in now. And now drop your desire into your heart. And visualize it for yourself. Make it real. How does it feel? This thing that you want, making it real. How does it feel to have it become a reality? And just feel those feelings as intensely as you can right now. And breathing into those feelings. Enjoy them. Enjoy the feeling of making your dream true. So use the words I am to make an affirmation. I am dot dot dot. I am. And use your feeling words as part of your affirmation. I am love and there is no separation. I feel joyous. Joyous in the fact that I am love, I am lovable, and I am loving. Now just become aware of your heart center and all the love that is there. And just breathe from that beautiful place. Breathing from the heart. Enjoying your reality. Whatever it is that you have brought into manifestation in your mind, enjoy it. Now feel your gratitude, the deep, deep gratitude of your heart. This thing that was so hard is becoming easy for you as you trust it, as you trust the power of God is and I am. Now release your desire and let it go. Trust that God has your back. And know that spirit has been activated in you as you. And you will receive direction. So let it go with thanksgiving that the power has been activated as you. And you will receive instruction and direction. And so remember to act immediately on any nudges you receive to manifest this desire in its fullest reality for you. And just become aware of your breath again. Breath in, breath out. And come back to this time together, this space of beloved community. You are blessed. Thank you for being a blessing to me.
Thank you, Mariette. Okay, now we're going to just take a few minutes to absorb and reflect on that message. All right, now it's time for a healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, speak out their name or hold them quietly in your heart. Members of our church have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now. Let's keep Isaac. It doesn't look like he's doing too good in our prayers. And let's keep Marianne in our prayers. She looks like she could use a little healing prayer. Let's not forget John Clark here.
And Dixie.
And Terry's mom. And little Thomas this one. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it is our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts.
Well,
divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am.
He's going to play the song that I
omitted. I'm sorry. Love, I feel your spirit moving in my heart. In my heart. Love, I feel your spirit moving in my heart.
Thank you, Michael. That was wonderful. We really needed that to go along with our love candle this month. So thank you for singing that additional song. Now it's time for our blessing of thanks. Let's all say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world, and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it's time for our prayer of protection. Let's all say the prayer of protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
Now it's time for a peace song. Let's stand and form a circle and join hands. Preparation for the song of peace. And while we're moving out there, let's say a quick thank you to our speaker, Marianne Jones, our reader and cameraman, Joanne, and musicians, the Merker family, and Joanne and Penny both for slides today. They both worked on that. Next week, I believe our speaker will be Eileen Selleck. And please stay with us for a few minutes, if you wish, on Zoom, or join us downstairs for food and fellowship after the peace song.